International Bible Studies. Lesson for April 7, 2024. Jesus heals a paralytic. Key verses. Some men were bringing a paralyzed man. They went up on the roof and let him down on his stretcher through the tiles into the middle of the room, right in front of Jesus. Luke 5 verse 18 and 19, International Standard Version. Selected Scripture. Luke 5 verse 17 through 26. One day while Jesus was teaching a large group of people gathered at a home, a paralyzed man was brought to the house, carried on a mat by four of his friends, to see and hear Jesus. However, they could not enter the home because there were so many people. The man's friends carried him up on the roof of the house, made an opening in the roof, and let down the man using the mat on which he was lying, placing him directly in front of Jesus. Mark 2 verse 1 through 4, Luke 5 verse 18 and 19. What persevering faith the man and his four friends had, desiring to see Jesus and hear his teachings. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven." Luke 5 verse 20, International Standard Version. Although the ransom price had not yet been actually provided, Jesus had already been presented as the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. He had been baptized and accepted by God, and he was on the altar of sacrifice. John 1 verse 29, Matthew 3 verse 16 and 17. Therefore, in view of the acceptableness to God of his sacrifice, which was even now being consumed, Jesus could properly say to the man that his sins were forgiven. When the scribes and Pharisees who were present heard these words, they began to say among themselves, "Who is this man who is uttering blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Luke 5 verse 21, International Standard Version. Jesus perceived their thoughts and said to them, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus told the paralyzed man, "Get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." The man immediately was able to stand up, did exactly as Jesus had instructed, and went home, praising God. All the people who saw this praised God and declared, "We have seen wonderful things today," verses 22 through 26, International Standard Version. Jesus called attention to his miracles of healing as being the divine testimony that he was indeed the Son of God and the long-promised Messiah of Israel. He was the one to whom God entrusted the great work of taking away Adamic sin and subsequently healing all mankind from their infirmities, which were part of the wages of sin. Romans 6 verse 23. John the Baptist had already proclaimed Jesus as the Lamb of God, who would take away the sin of the world. Our Heavenly Father showed his endorsement of John's proclamation by granting Jesus the power to forgive and to do many wonderful miracles in sight of the people. John 2 verse 11, 3 verse 2. The forgiveness of sins, miraculous healings, and setting at liberty from the prison house of death of just a few individuals during Jesus' earthly ministry were merely a foretaste of the grander work during the future kingdom on earth. At that glorious time, under Messiah's reign of righteousness, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Revelation 21 verse 1 through 5.